If a gang shoots down 17 people, those gang members are headed to jail or worse. But if the gang belongs to a corporation, the perpetrators don't even get charged and the corporation gets a multi-million-dollar government contract. Welcome to Bush World and the special treatment of Blackwater Inc. Last fall, this notorious gang of privatized warriors was deep in hot water. The corporation, hired by the Bushites to provide security for State Department officials in Iraq, fostered a culture of arrogance and violence, and some of its freelance Rambos had gone on a rampage at a Baghdad intersection, gunning down 17 civilians. Outrage erupted. Investigations were launched, justice was promised, and reforms were proposed. 6 months later, however, nothing. Not a single charge has been filed against the gunslingers, and it's said that Blackwater itself will face no prosecution. Meanwhile, the Bush White House is working to kill a bill that would make such for-profit mercenaries liable for their actions in future cases. All of this would be insult enough to our sense of justice, but now comes an outrageous capper for this sordid saga. The Bushites have handed Blackwater another contract to stay in Iraq. Crime does pay. Even worse than the awarding of this contract is its rationale. The Undersecretary of State for Management showed how badly Bush and company have mismanaged its war by flatly declaring, "We cannot operate without private security firms in Iraq." Excuse me? With all the might of the U.S. military deployed there, the administration is claiming that it can't protect its own diplomats without resorting to paying a corporate thug? The undersecretary then added, "If the contractors were removed, we would have to leave Iraq." This is Jim Hightower saying, if America is in that bad of a shape, let's get out of there pronto.
Today's commentary is underwritten by Wiley & Sons, publishers of Hightower's new book titled Swim Against the Current. Even a dead fish can go with the flow. Now available wherever books are sold.